Self-Evident is a platform that is dedicated to speaking truths that were once self-evident and doing so in love. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. Abortion is never safe, and this Illinois abortionist is gaining national attention as we speak for his role in a very horrific botched abortion that took place at Equity Clinic in Champaign, Illinois. But before I get into the meat of this episode, I just want to highlight something really quick. Safe, legal, and rare was the original position of the Democrat Party when it came to the issue of abortion. They claimed that when it was quote-unquote medically necessary, we wanted abortion to be safe, legal, and rare. However, obviously, the position of the Democrat Party has become more and more radical over the years, as I'll get into in just a little bit. And also, if you keep up to date on Self-Evidence Reels on social media, whenever we do a topic on the issue of abortion, one of the common threads of comments that I will receive is that pregnancy is unsafe and abortion is safe. So how dare you force a woman to go through pregnancy when it would be much safer for her to just abort the baby? So there's a lot of unpacking that needs to be done in this episode of that word safe, and let's just get into it. So last Friday, there was a lawsuit that was filed in the state of Illinois, and it was due to a horrifically botched late-term abortion performed by an abortionist in the state of Illinois. And this once again highlights the inhumane practice of abortion all the way around. This abortionist has been identified as Dr. Keith Reisinger Kendall. In this botched abortion, which would be a two-day process, given that it's a late-term abortion, this baby was aborted at 22 weeks gestation. It was supposed to be a two-day process. Through his negligence, he ended up leaving half of the baby inside of the woman and leaving a massive hole in her uterus. And when she was complaining to the clinic of cramping and some other symptoms, they just told her to take ibuprofen, take some laxatives. It'll go away on its own. So eventually she had to get surgery, and now she is filing a lawsuit for the medical expenses that she endured and the emotional distress that she endured because of her botched abortion. What I want to highlight before we go into my response to this woman's botched abortion is the abortion policies that are alive and well in the state of Illinois that allow things like this to even happen in the first place. And how I want to do that is I just want to read part of the speech that Illinois State Representative Brad Holbrook gave in the House floor. And this is what he said. He said, quote, "Under Governor Pritzker's leadership, Illinois has become the abortion capital of the Midwest. Not only is abortion taxpayer funded, but it is actively promoted by the Illinois state government. Governor Pritzker boasts about it as one of his greatest accomplishments as he pours millions of taxpayer dollars into abortion hotlines, travel expenses, and grants to clinics that operate with virtually no oversight." And as Representative Holbrook correctly points out, the horrific botched abortion that took place at this Equity clinic in Champaign highlights the devastating effects that these abortion policies have on people. So this mother of four, again, going back to this woman, she traveled from Indianapolis, Indiana, to Illinois because Indiana has more stringent abortion policies than Illinois does. As Holbrook noted, Governor Pritzker takes great pride in Illinois being so radical in its bloodlust for children. And when she went to the clinic, she received horrible care from this doctor, which obviously, as I said previously, left her with half of her baby still inside her, needed to get surgery to get the baby removed. And now you might be wondering, well, how could this happen? How could an abortion clinic give such horrible care? How could a doctor have so little care for his patients? Why was there no follow-up? Why didn't they take her medical concerns seriously when she was reaching out to them complaining of these symptoms? Well, this is why. Representative Holbrook goes on to note some interesting things about how Illinois handles abortion clinics in a legal sense. So this is what he says, quote, "Illinois abortion clinics are completely unregulated. There are no inspections. There are no requirements for doctors to have admitting privileges in hospitals in the case of an emergency. And since 2019, there has been no mandate required for a coroner's investigation in the event that a woman dies during an abortion. So if a woman dies during an abortion, there is no state mandate that says that the state needs to investigate that, that the abortion clinic needs to be investigated for cleanliness practices, or that the doctor needs to be investigated for malpractice. Nothing. So this woman, this mother, experienced firsthand the quote-unquote care and compassion that is offered by abortion clinics and their doctors. And this is another point that I will frequently be directed at me in the comments section of the videos that I make for Self-Evident. And one of the common things is that I am an evil, disgusting person for not proposing abortion as a legitimate solution to any of the issues that women face, to any of the financial stress that women face, that I am just an awful, awful person for that. And that abortion is actually the most caring and the most compassionate thing that a woman can choose for herself. And that abortion doctors are just so kind and they're so loving and they're so intentional with their patients. And the abortion practice is so intentional. And again, this story wonderfully highlights the stupidity of that argument. The idea that these abortion doctors are kind and compassionate people when their job is to dismember and murder children is just laughable, to be honest with you. And Dr. Abby Johnson used to run a Planned Parenthood, and she has noted many, many times before that abortion doctors do not sit down with their patients and discuss the procedure. There is no interpersonal connection. There is no face-to-face connection. There's no emotional connection that an abortion doctor makes with a woman seeking an abortion. It's very unpersonal. It's very cold. It's very stiff-arming, that entire procedure process. While these circumstances are horrible to experience, I am not wishing harm on anybody. Obviously, I'm not glad that this woman suffered such horrible complications. However, with that being said, I want to highlight a passage of scripture that I can't help but think about when this story came to light recently. And that's Galatians 6, verse 7 through 8a. It says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption." And I just want to highlight that, once again, abortion is not safe. Safe for whom? Because an abortion always includes, always intends to murder, to dismember, to poison the life of a precious baby in the womb. That is always the intention of an abortion. So safe for the baby? No. Abortion is the inhumane, wicked practice of intentionally killing children in the womb. And those who sow death and destruction reap death and destruction. And I can't help but pray that what this woman experienced in her botched abortion brings her to faith in Christ, who can forgive her, who can redeem her, who can give her life and purpose and meaning, because her act of intentionally driving from Indianapolis, Indiana to Champaign, Illinois to receive this horrific abortion of her 22-week-old baby in the womb after already having four kids. I cannot imagine. You already know the end result of your pregnancy, that you're going to be able to hold this newborn in your arms and bond with him or her, and you're intentionally choosing to end that baby's life. I just pray that the Lord works in her heart and brings redemption and lifts the blinders from her eyes, because she pursued a path that only leads to death and destruction, and she reaped in a very real way personal destruction of her own body in this procedure. So again, I'm just praying that the Lord uses these circumstances to redeem her, to bring redemption to her heart, because that is the deepest need that she has in this life. Her deepest need is not for more financial security. It's not for more stability. It's not for a perfect spouse. It's not for perfect circumstances. Her deepest need is to have a saving relationship with Jesus Christ. And with that being said, again, though I am not celebrating the botched abortion that she faced. So I'm not celebrating the injuries that she sustained and the surgery processes that she had to go through. My sympathy ultimately does not lie with her. I don't feel, to be honest, that much sympathy for her situation. Again, as someone who is pregnant at the moment, I'm 30 weeks pregnant. I cannot imagine what goes through your mind when you drive to an abortion clinic and knowingly end the life of your baby. I don't know what lies you have to tell yourself. I don't know what truths you have to run from. But at the end of the day, my sympathy and grief lies with that 22-week-old baby who will never breathe fresh air. He'll never go to the park. He'll never take his first steps. He'll never learn to crawl. He'll never learn to roll over. He'll never know what it means to be loved by a mom. He'll never graduate kindergarten. He'll never go to first grade. He'll never graduate into high school, graduate high school, go to college, get married, have his own family, have his own babies. He'll never get to experience these things because his mom chose something else over his life. And his life was more important, was more precious than anything else that she chose. So in conclusion of this episode, I didn't want to take too much time on this simply because it's such a heavy episode to record for me, such a heavy topic in general. I just want to highlight once again that abortion is never safe. There is always a victim that is thrown under the rug so often that we hear these botched abortion cases more frequently in the news because the victim is the woman. And we highlight the woman and we so often forget the baby. What's more horrific to me is not the injuries that occurred on this woman's body because of this abortion doctor. It's the fact that half of a baby was left inside this woman. And I cannot imagine the pain, the grotesqueness, the brutality that this little baby suffered when he passed away. That is what my mind goes to. And we, as if you live in the state of Illinois, or even if you're in the United States in general, we need to make abortion both illegal and unthinkable. Because it's never safe. Abortion is never care. It's never reproductive health. And babies in the womb are daily at risk because of the policies that these radical states have. And so we, as especially Christians, if you're a Christian, need to fight for the lives of these unborn babies, need to pray for the end of abortion, not for the sake of the mothers necessarily, although that will benefit them in the long run, but for the sake of the children whose lives are put at risk every day. All right. Thank you guys for watching or listening if you're listening via our audio channels. And until next time, let us firmly rely on the protection of divine providence. This is Self-Evident.